Hi, Chris here on the bandstand overlooking Main Street where Odyssey's Veterans Day Parade is underway. And what a parade it is! Marching bands, baton twirlers, floats, and thousands of balloons! Hundreds of balloons covering the sky! Need to watch those power lines, boys. Wait a minute. Here comes the Adventures in Odyssey float!
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
If that float doesn't win an award, then I don't know what will. Wait a minute. Here comes a close contender. A float from the Odyssey Veterans of Gardening Accidents Troop number 76 to the power of 10. Boy, it's a very realistic-looking tank made out of dandelions and buttercups. Aw, and the cannon even swivels. Pointing this way. It probably fires off rose petals. Then again, maybe not. We'll be back with today's Adventure in Odyssey right after this. It's not very often we get a glimpse at the history of John Avery Whittaker, but on today's Adventure in Odyssey, Connie is delivering a piece of mail that will change all that.
Come in.
Hi, Whit. Sorry to bother you, but I thought you'd like a look at today's mail.
No, thank you, Connie.
Well, aren't you going to look at it?
In a minute. I want to finish writing this paragraph first.
What are you working on?
Oh, it's an essay for the Sunday School Teachers magazine. I'm trying to figure out a way to give an example of how very short life really is.
Short? Feels like I've been 16 forever.
I know it feels like that sometimes, especially at your age, when you've had more years ahead of you than behind you. But time slips away from us. I was thinking about Joseph and his brothers. I'm sure they thought they'd never see Joseph again after they sold him into slavery, but there they were, years later, bowing down to him in Egypt. Anyway. Connie, is there something I can do for you?
Nope.
Well, is there a problem downstairs?
Nope.
Oh, I see. There's something in the mail you want me to look at.
Now, wait, you're making it sound like I looked through the mail before I brought it up.
Well, did you?
Well, I might have glanced through it, just to see if anyone wrote to me here.
Well, of course, so many people write to you here.
Well, I couldn't help noticing that you got an airmail letter from a foreign country.
Really? Oh, how nice.
Well,
All right. You know, I'm surprised you didn't steam it open before you brought it up. You need to be careful about your curiosity, Connie. You remember what happened before.
I remember.
Huh. It's from England. Funny. I don't know of anyone in England who'd write to me. Oh, my.
What's wrong? What is it?
It says Manitougo Point.
That's all?
That's all. How peculiar.
I've never heard of Manitougo Point.
I have. But it's been years. Connie, would you mind leaving me alone for a little while?
No, Whit. Of course not.
Thank you.
I'll be downstairs if you need anything.
Yes. Manitougo Point. Let's see now. Where did I put those old journals? Oh, there they are. 1953, 49, 46. There it is. 1942. Well, young John Avery Whittaker, what did you have to say then? Journal entry, July 20th, 1942. I'm now a full-fledged signalman with the Navy. I can communicate with other ships or people on land through signal lights and flags. All I have to do now is wait for my orders. I think they'll send me somewhere in the South Pacific.
Thomas Lowell reporting on the World at War. Dateline August 7th, 1942. Guadalcanal Island, the first stop to Tokyo. Our boys of the 1st Marine Division battled against overwhelming odds as they drove the Japanese from this remote island in the South Pacific. It is our first major offensive against the Japanese since their attack.
Signalman John Avery Whitaker, you've been assigned to the USS Iron Gate. You leave for Guadalcanal immediately.
Journal entry August 27th, 1942. Arrived on the USS Iron Gate. The Japanese have been attacking day and night, trying to get Guadalcanal back.
Whitaker, the commander wants to see you in his cabin.
Me?
I just got here.
I wonder what's up.
At ease, Whitaker. We don't have a lot of time, so I'll get straight to it. The signalman on the PT-211 was wounded, so I'm lending you to them for a short mission. Headquarters says the Australians are worried about one of their coast watchers, a Lieutenant Reginald Duffy. Haven't been able to contact him for a few days.
Where did they last hear from him, sir?
On Manitougo Point. It's on the northeast coast of Guadalcanal. They're afraid the Japanese have found him, so gather your provisions and meet with the skipper of the 211 immediately, Captain Westholm. They're going in tonight.
Yes, sir.
PT-211. Signalman John Whitaker reporting for duty, sir. Request permission to come aboard.
Permission granted, Whitaker. I'm Captain Westholm. Welcome to the PT-211.
Fine-looking patrol torpedo boat, sir.
Not bad for a wooden crate. Have you ever been on a patrol torpedo boat, Whitaker?
No, sir. I've read about them, though.
Yeah, I thought so. The first thing you should know is that no one really calls them patrol torpedo boats down here. We call them mosquito boats. They're small, light, and we can sneak in and sting the Japanese with our torpedoes before they know what happened to them. In and out, real quick. You know your orders?
Yes, sir. One of the coast watchers is missing, and we're going to sneak in and find out what happened to it. We leave tonight.
Journal entry, August 28, 1942. Well, here's something else the books don't say about the coast watchers. Namely, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them and the information they gather. They're British and Australians who've been hidden on the island, watching for the Japanese day and night. They signal messages back through telegraph lines, flags, signal lights. They even use the natives. I couldn't do it. I couldn't bear to write what I've heard the Japanese do to them if they're caught. Tonight, we're cruising carefully along the coast of Guadalcanal, watching for Japanese ships and possible artillery along the shore.
Cut your engines.
Cutting engines, sir.
Well, Whitaker, that's Manitougo Point. Looks pretty quiet.
Coast Watcher's base is further to the south. Can we get in closer, sir?
Not unless you want to wreck the boat on the reef. It'll have to be rafts from here. You'll be going with Lieutenant Evans' squad. The rest of us will patrol here for the Japanese.
Yes, sir.
We took a raft and made our way toward the island. We were quiet and careful. In the back of our minds, we knew it might be a trap by the Japanese, though no one would dare say it. No trouble on the beach as we landed. I used the map given to us by headquarters. Made our way through the thick jungle to find the coast watcher's hideout.
Wait! Hold up! Lieutenant?
What's up, Whitaker? Why do you keep stopping?
I'm sorry, sir, but I think we're being followed. My flashlight keeps catching something, someone just off to our right. By the time I fix in on it, it disappears.
An animal, maybe?
Maybe.
Better pass the word along.
Right.
Hey, who's that?
What in the...
Down! Everyone down!
What was it?
Who fired those shots?
McGuire.
Report.
I thought I saw something off in the bush.
You thought? You're trying to kill us all? Yeah. Why don't you just send up a flare announcing our arrival to the Japanese?
I'm sorry, sir. I must be jumpy.
What did it look like? The thing in the bush?
It could have been a human. It might have been an animal.
You hit it?
No, I think it was too quick.
I wonder what it is.
But we're not hanging around to find out. If there are any Japanese on this island, they'll be here soon enough. Now pass the word and move out.
Yes, sir.
And we did, moving deeper and deeper into the darkness of the jungle and higher toward the top of the hillside. We were still being followed. I was sure of it. Whoever, whatever it was, stayed just outside of our range and I suspect watched us carefully. We stopped for a moment.
You reckon the Coast Watcher is still alive, Whitaker?
God only knows. I've heard the Japanese bombed the coastline just to drive them out.
Not a job I'd want.
What was that?
Phillips, get some light over here.
Yes, sir.
Don't fire unless I say.
Wait, Lieutenant Evans, look, there it is.
Where? Well, what do you know about that?
So that's our mysterious shadow.
No shoot! They're not Japanese, no shoot!
A native boy. Now watch him. The Japs use them as decoys.
You Americans, I on your side. No shoot!
Come here, boy.
Careful, Whitaker.
Yes, sir. What's your name, son?
Malanga. You rescue party?
Rescue party?
Lieutenant Reggie in trouble. Japanese sub bombs. Sir Reggie hurt.
Do you know where he is?
Yes, yes. Follow me. I take it to him straight away.
What do you think, sir?
He could be setting us up. Might take us right to the Japanese.
I'm not Japanese. I'm friend of His Majesty's Royal Navy. Friend of G.I. Joe.
The map we have is outdated, sir. I've heard that these coast watchers are very careful about where they hide. It's up to you, sir.
Well, if it was up to me, I'd be back in New Jersey having pizza. Let's go.
All right. Malanga, lead the way.
Right, Joe. You follow me.
Malanga guided us off the path and in an entirely different direction. This didn't make us feel any better. He slid under branches and through the thick jungle growth like a small animal. We, on the other hand, struggled, tripped, and got tangled up behind him as we moved further up a hillside. Then the boy disappeared completely into the darkness.
No sign of him, sir.
Well, where do you suppose he went?
Maybe he'll come back for us. He's been awfully careful not to leave us too far behind.
Of course.
What? This is it. We're here, the top of the hillside. If it were daylight and we could climb these trees, I'd wager we'd have a beautiful view of the ocean. Perfect observation point. But look at the trees. This jungle has been shelled within the last few days.
All right, men. Now circle out from here. If our coast watcher is still alive, he'll be around here somewhere.
We spread out, being careful not to lose sight of each other's flashlights. Sure enough, one of the men caught sight of something.
Here. Over here.
What is it, Phillips?
Looks like a hut. Bombed out.
Japanese got it.
That's pretty well camouflaged. If it hadn't been damaged by a bomb, we probably wouldn't be able to see it at all. Are we going in, sir?
Could be a trap.
Wait! Listen! Someone's crying.
Move in. Carefully. Still could be a trap.
Lieutenant Duffield? Reginald Duffield? Malanga! Malanga, what's wrong? Why are you crying?
Sir Reggie here. He's sleeping here.
Sleeping?
Maybe he's knocked unconscious.
He sleep here for 2 days.
So what happened to him? Where is he?
I not know. Sir Reggie gone. Sir Reggie gone.
Will Whit find out what's happened to Sir Reggie? We'll find out when Adventures in Odyssey continues right after this. And now, back to today's adventure in Odyssey.
The Coast Watcher is gone? Where would he go?
Japanese take him away.
Good grief, then let's get out of here.
Excuse me, sir, but what if they didn't? He may still be around here somewhere.
We're losing time. We have to be back at the rendezvous point before dawn.
Malanga, listen to me. Is there anywhere Sir Reggie might hide?
Japanese take Sir Reggie.
Malanga, if the Japanese didn't take Sir Reggie, where else might he hide?
Hide?
Yes, where would he hide?
I not know where. He hide anywhere. Tea cave. He hide in tea cave.
Tea cave? What in the world is a tea cave?
Cave where Sir Reggie keep tea.
A supply cave, maybe.
Could be. All right, let's check it out.
Take us to the tea cave, Malanga.
Once again, with Malanga as guide, we tripped and crawled our way through small passages of brush and vines. A little further up the hillside, we came to a cliff wall with an entrance carefully covered with branches.
Tea cave!
You men stay out here and keep guard. Whitaker, why don't you and I have a look inside?
Yes, sir. Come on, Malanga.
Ow!
Watch it!
Thanks, Malanga.
T-Buck, this way.
Malanga! Malanga! He's gone again. How does he do that? Whitaker, if Duffield isn't in here, we're leaving right away.
I understand, sir. Let's just praise back here.
We went further back into the cave. Neither one of us said anything. We were too busy wondering if our little island friend had led us into a trap. Every step we took was a new experience in suspense. Till finally, the lieutenant made a welcome discovery.
Ouch! What is that?
A crate of tea. Do be careful, will you?
What is that? Hey, get that light out of my eyes.
No sudden moves, gentlemen. My trigger finger is a little shaky today.
Who is that? Will you get that light out of our eyes? Whittaker.
Here, sir. I can't see a thing. Lieutenant Reginald Duffield, I presume?
Correct on the first try. You look like Yanks. You sound like Yanks. But are you really Yanks?
What do you want? The scores from the World Series? Come on, Lieutenant. Get the light out of our eyes and let's get out of here.
Yep. You're Yanks. Yeah. Is that better?
Thank you. Now, can we please get out of here?
Or should we ask, can you get out of here, sir? Your hut was a wreck. Hard to tell, but we thought Malonga said you were knocked unconscious.
Yeah, I was indeed. Got hit on the head by some debris. Nasty bit of business it was. Demolished my radio, too. Well, that's why I haven't been in touch with you lads. Did you miss me?
Good grief. If you can walk, let's go. Oh. Dawn's coming soon, and I don't want to be wandering around out here if the Japanese send a patrol.
Good point. Say, could I get one of you to help me carry the tea?
Forget the tea.
I thought not.
Where's Malonga?
Oh, I sent him out through another passageway to make sure the Japanese didn't follow you up. He's a good lad, terribly loyal. And when the Japanese attacked, I tried to get him to go back to his village, but he wouldn't do it. He must have taken care of me while I was knocked out. I woke up with some bandages on my head. Can either of you chaps tell me what day it is?
Thursday. Your last message came through on Monday.
I was out a bit longer than I thought.
All right, men. We found him. Let's head back. Do we know our way back?
Lieutenant?
How did you come up?
Well, we followed this map headquarters gave us.
Ah, have a look. Really? Well, since you chaps have been so kind to come and rescue me, I'll show you a quicker way back down. They really had you come up that way. I think you've added a couple of hours to your walking, did?
I don't think I wanted to know that.
We made our way back to our raft just as the sky began to turn that gray color before dawn. Malonga was waiting for us when we arrived. And it was then that Lieutenant Duffield realized something.
No, Malonga, you can't go with us on the raft. I'm sorry.
Malonga, go with Sir Reggie.
No, you can't. It's not safe. You must go back to your village, please.
Come on, Lieutenant. Sun's coming up.
Malonga, not leave Sir Reggie.
Malonga, you can't. Don't you understand? It's not where you belong.
But Sir Reggie...
Lieutenant!
I wish you could go with me, Malonga. You're the best friend I have ever had. But you can't. Thank you for everything, but you must go. Now go on. Go!
Please, Sir Reggie.
Go, Malonga. Get away from me. Get out of my sight. I don't want you to go with me. Do you understand that? I don't want to see you again. Go away.
Reggie.
Go on. Get out of here.
Goodbye, Sir Reggie.
I'm ready, Lieutenant. Sorry for the delay.
Okay, men. Row us out of here.
Goodbye, Sir Reggie. Bye.
Goodbye, Malonga. Thank you.
It was a difficult moment to watch and hung heavy on all of us as we rowed out to the rendezvous point. I suppose not all of the casualties of war are physical. You make friends and you lose them. My heart ached with that realization when...
Down! Everyone down!
What's wrong, sir?
Can't you hear it? There's a boat coming toward us. Could be Japanese. Duck down, but get your weapons ready.
I know that sound, Lieutenant. Only one tugboat sounds that bad.
The PT-211.
Ahoy! Evans! Whittaker! Hurry up! You think we have all night for hide and seek?
Captain!
Hurry! We've sighted a Japanese patrol. Get on board!
Whoa!
Hurry, men! The Japanese are coming!
Move!
We barely escaped the Japanese patrol. Fortunately, our little PT boat could outmaneuver their larger ships and the shells. We radioed for help and soon had our boats chasing the Japanese back into their own waters. It was a welcome relief to climb aboard the Iron Gate again.
Gentlemen, thank you for the rescue. If ever I can return the favor, don't hesitate to ask. Farewell now.
Bye, guys. Now then, Phil, take me to your commander. I have some very important information for you.
Yes, sir.
What is your name, anyway?
Signalman Whittaker. John Whittaker.
Whittaker. Is that Scottish?
Yes, sir, it is.
I'll try not to hold it against you. Oh, and Whittaker.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for all the help. Perhaps we'll get to work together again sometime.
Perhaps we will, sir. Perhaps we will.
And that was my adventure on Manitoba Point. My first encounter with Lieutenant Reginald Duffield. But it wouldn't be my last.
Will?
Come in, Connie.
Hi. Sorry to bother you, but I just wanted to say goodnight.
Goodnight?
Yeah, I've locked up the shop and
What time is it?
9 o'clock.
It's that late already?
Yeah. You've been up here all evening. I was getting worried about you.
Nothing to worry about. Just reminiscing.
Did you figure out who sent you that mysterious letter?
No, but I have my suspicions.
Really?
Yes. A gentleman named Reginald Duffield. Imagine him sending a note like this after all these years.
Reginald Duffield?
Well, somebody I knew a long time ago. Maybe I'll tell you about it sometime.
Well, if it has anything to do with this mystery letter, I'd love to hear it.
Better yet, maybe I'll let you read about it.
Read? You have it written down somewhere?
Well, right now, it's just the scrawlings of a young man's journal, but it may be just the example I need for that article I'm writing for the Sunday School Teacher's Magazine. Joseph and His Brothers and Lieutenant Reginald Duffield.
Sounds like a good idea.
I think I'll call the article Rescue from Manitougo Point.
You know, when we're young, it's sometimes hard to think about the future. It's difficult to imagine that what we do and say now could have an effect not only today, but tomorrow and the next day, and even down through the years. We're not only shaping our lives, but other lives too. That's why the psalmist in the Bible prayed, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And show me, O Lord, my life's end, and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life." Which is exactly why we need to make use of every moment and let everything we do and say glorify God. There's no better time to start than right now. Another thing you could do right now is write now. I mean, write a letter. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any thoughts or questions about our program, the address is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, B.C., V6B4G3. And when you write, don't forget to ask about how you can get a copy of this broadcast. It's called Rescue from Manitougo Point. The address once again is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.